Morning, everyone. I'm Sarah Blackwell. I'm the project director for PRAMS in Wisconsin. And today I'll be presenting on the effects on PRAMS response rates of a non-Hispanic Black census sample that we conduct in three Wisconsin counties. So I think most of us in the room are aware, but PRAMS is a mail and telephone survey of new mothers sampled from the birth certificate that was developed by CDC in 1987 in order to complement the information that we collect from the birth certificate and gain a better understanding of the reasons for continued high rates of poor birth outcomes in the United States. Wisconsin first received funding from the CDC for PRAMS in 2006, and we began data collection in 2007. PRAMS data are really critical for helping us to investigate the drivers of stark racial and ethnic disparities in birth outcomes in Wisconsin. During 2011 through 2013, Wisconsin ranked 39th out of 40 reporting states and DC for its African-American infant mortality rate and had one of the worst black-white infant mortality ratios in the nation, with non-Hispanic black infants dying at three times the rate of non-Hispanic white infants. And this issue is of a particularly large burden for four counties within the southeast region of our state that are home to 85% of our African-American births and nearly 90% of our African-American infant deaths. In 2011, the Wisconsin Partnership Program and the Division of Public Health funded a non-Hispanic Black PRAMS oversample in those four counties in order to provide information critical to local-level decision-making and program evaluation for our community collaboratives that we have operating in those counties as part of the Life Course Initiative for Healthy Families. And in three of those counties, Kenosha, Racine, and Rock counties, Wisconsin PRAM samples 100% of non-Hispanic Black mothers in order to get an adequate sample size and statistical power to look at MCH issues in those populations by county and by year, and to make comparisons when possible to the non-Hispanic Black non-Hispanic white populations in those counties. And over the past few years, we've noticed declining response rates in the oversample population as well as across the board in PRAMS. And it's of particular concern in the non-Hispanic Black oversample population because of already low response rates in those counties and those populations, and the need for that reliable county-level data to inform the Life Course Initiative for Healthy Families collaboratives. And it occurred to us that that repeated sampling might be occurring over consecutive years, and it might be partly to blame for our declines in response rates, since that is a population with relatively high prevalence of short interpregnancy intervals, and some mothers might be sampled consecutive years over the oversample. So we devised the study question: are 2012 PRAMS response rates lower among non-Hispanic Black mothers residing in Kenosha, Racine, and Rock counties who also received the survey in 2011 compared to mothers who received the survey in 2012 but not in 2011? And to answer this question, we linked our PRAMS data from 2011 and 2012, the first available years of the oversample. We now have 2013, and we hope to add that in and look at this more fully later. So the PRAMS data were linked to a data set of vital records with mothers linked across their deliveries over the same time period. So a file of mothers linked across their deliveries with a unique ID for each mother during those 2 years. And then the PRAMS and the linked deliveries file were combined by their birth certificate numbers, and repeatedly sampled mothers were identified through the presence of that duplicate unique maternal ID from the linked deliveries set. And for repeat mothers, the second PRAMS record was then transposed and merged to her first record using the unique maternal ID from the linked deliveries set. We included only multiparous women who would have had the opportunity to be repeatedly sampled and mothers who are resident in the oversample counties. We considered maternal age, education, and marital status as possible covariates and conducted Fisher's exact tests and log binomial regression to assess differences in 2012 response using SAS 9.4. Of the 440 multiparous non-Hispanic Black mothers in the target counties in the 2012 sample, 49 mothers were also sampled in 2011. The repeat mothers, who tended to be significantly younger than their non-repeat counterparts, had a 2012 response rate of 24.5%, which was significantly lower than the non-repeat mothers, who had a 50% response rate. And education and marital status did not appear to be significantly associated with repeat sampling. In the crude log binomial model, repeat mothers were 51% more likely to not respond to the survey than their non-repeat counterparts. In the model adjusting only for age, the only covariate which was associated both with repeat sampling and non-response, the effect of repeat sampling was attenuated but still statistically significant with a prevalence ratio of 1.27. In the adjusted model, including all of the potential covariates based on the literature, repeat sampling did not exhibit a significant effect. However, it may not have been the most parsimonious model, as education and marital status were not associated with both repeat sampling and non-response. And only, age and education were associated with response rates, but education was not associated with repeat sampling. So in conclusion, our initial findings indicate that the PRAM census of non-Hispanic black mothers in those three counties may be negatively affecting response rates. However, we need more highly powered and nuanced investigation of the effect of repeat sampling on response rates, and that will become possible as more years of the oversample data become available. And we have 2013 now, so hopefully that will be we can do this soon. And if repeat PRAM sampling of the same mother has a negative effect on response rates, then this will become a larger issue with every year of our 100% sample. And we may need to develop targeted messaging for those mothers receiving the survey for the second time or more over a short time span. And alternatively, we may need to reevaluate our 100% sample in those counties. Some limitations of this study are the possibility for residual confounding, since rapid repeat birth could be associated with a lot of things that are also associated with non-response to these surveys. And also, we used a small sample size due to only having 2 years of oversample data at the time of the analysis, and the fact that some of the mothers included in the sample may have an even longer history with PRAMs than we investigated and could have been sampled prior to 2011, prior to the oversample, and we did not restrict on that during this analysis. And we look forward to addressing some of those limitations by adding those additional years of the oversample so we can get more statistical power and to enable more refined definition of the and comparison of the sample populations. And then I'd just like to acknowledge all of the agencies that support the work of Wisconsin PRAMS. And I look forward to taking your questions at the end.